But my wife kind of got jealous of me not writing a song about her. I'd written so many songs about my hounds and about a horse I used to have by the name of El Lobo. He could lean in the breeze, too, you know. And we were on our way to the studio, and Uncle Art Saville is here, and I had a recording session that night, and I needed another song. And my wife said, as we were driving into my radio program, "Why don't you write a song about me? Remember me? I'm the one who loves you." So, I did, and we recorded it that night. See if you remember. When, that's a little too low. What key is in there? A flat? What key do I do it in, baby? When you're all alone and blue, no one to tell your troubles to, remember me, I'm the one who loves you. And when this old world just throws you down, not a true friend can be found. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you. And through all kinds of weather, you'll find I'll never change. Through the sunshine and the shadows, I'll always be the same. We're together, right or wrong. Where you go, I'll tag along. Remember me, I'm the one who loves you. You know, next I'd like to sing a song. You know, I've never rehearsed with this band, and this band has never rehearsed with me. We probably will end up like an old boy that's never ridden a horse and a horse that's never been ridden. We ought to part somewhere, but we're going to try one that I wrote years ago when I found an old prospector dead in the High Sierras. It's a sad song. But I showed it to a girl by the name of Rosemary Clooney, and she didn't think it was sad at all. Man, she lit a fire to that thing. And when I heard her record of it, I was furious. I told my wife, I said, "She has ruined our song." Yeah, she ruined it. Sold over 4 million copies, she did. I must have heard her singing on the wrong set of ears. And to be quite frank with you, the royalties off of Rosemary Clooney's recording of this old house just lifted the mortgage off the old house this old boy lives in. So I say it truthfully. God bless Rosemary Clooney wherever she may be tonight. Bless her. I'm going to sing it. I'd like to sing it like it was intended to be sung, and you wouldn't have bought the record, but we'll try it. In the key of C, and remember, the chorus is slow, kind of like a Presbyterian would sing it. And when you hit the chorus, do it like a happy Baptist, but not too happy. Sound your C. Well, this old house once knew my children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many a shout. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. But ain't I gonna need this house no longer. Ain't I gonna need this house no more. Ain't got no time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend that window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is sure afraid of a storm. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. And this old house is getting feeble. Oh, this old house, it's sure needing paint. Just like me, it's all tuckered out. But I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. And I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this old tired house no more. Ain't got no time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend that window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. My old hound dog lies a-sleeping. Well, that old dog don't know I'm gonna leave. He'd just wake up there by the fireplace. He'd sit there and he'd howl and he'd grieve. Oh, but our hunting days are over. Me and that old dog ain't going hunting anymore. Gabriel done brought in my chariot when the wind blew down that door. And I ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this old house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. And I ain't got time to oil the hinges or to mend that window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Mr. Stuart Hamblin. Stuart Hamblin. You know, I can sit and listen to him tell stories for hours, and I've been up to his house and just hear him go on with these great stories, and a lot of times you start to question Stuart as to whether or not they're all truisms, but he tells a story so great that you don't really care if it's the truth or not. Stuart Hamblin. I am not a singer, and I am not a writer, but I am number one. I'm probably the world's number one fan of this kind of music, and I'm extremely proud to be here tonight. And now, this part of the show, I'm very proud that I get to do this because I would like for you to meet some people. If there's room, if these guys don't bump their heads on the ceilings, because believe me, one and all, they are giants. And I would ask you, if you would, please, to hold your applause until everyone is standing, because we have a lot of people and we are running short on time. I would like you to meet the Sons of the Pioneers. I told you about giants, didn't I? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Menzer. Rusty Richards. Just hold it, please, until they're all standing, if you would. Doy Odell. Ken Carson. Shug Fisher. Roy Lanham. Tommy Doss. Billy Armstrong. Dale Warren. Luther Nally. Lloyd Perriman. Hugh Farr. Tim Spencer, Bob Nolan, and Mr. Roy Rogers, the Sons of the Pioneers. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And while you're standing, representing Pat Brady, we have Fayetta Brady, Carol Brady, and Pat's mother, Mrs. Whipple. And Carl Farr Jr. is representing his father, and Mr. Smokey Rogers for Deuce Spriggins. Let's hear it for all of the Sons of the Pioneers and their families. I would also like to take another moment to acknowledge some people that some of you latecomers maybe didn't get to meet. Governor Reagan's representative, Mr. Richard Gulbranson. Is he still here? There's Mr. Gulbranson. And Mayor Sam couldn't be with us tonight, but he sent his right arm. Mr. Ron Ellenson is with us tonight. We have so many great celebrities and stars with us tonight, so as not to offend some, we're pretty much going to have to stay away from introductions, but I'd like to make one exception, if I may. One of the world's great songwriters is with us tonight. He wrote quite a few songs for the Sons of the Pioneers. He wrote When the Bloom is on the Sage, I Am Forever Blowing Bubbles, and the classic Strawberry Room. He is 82 years old, and he is without his sight. But I suspect he's probably seeing everything that's going on tonight. Mr. Nat Vincent, if you will. I don't think I have to tell Mr. Vincent that he, too, had a standing ovation. Okay, we have more show for you. This guy has accomplished quite a lot, an awful lot. I've been a fan of his in many mediums, not the least of which are his Thrifty Mart commercials, believe it or not. He has made an awful lot of great, great movies. He has a smooth sound when it comes to walking into a recording studio. He has been the voice on an awful lot of Walt Disney shows. One of my favorite cowboys, Mr. Rex Allen.
Highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. Highways bring happy days to the broken hearts that roam. And as you travel along life's ribbons of gray, they all unravel, bring you homeward to stay. For highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. Got a little song to sing, so partner, draw your rein. Lord, I feel just like I'm in my hometown, back with the pioneers again. 'Cause highways are happy ways when they lead the way to home. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky well yonder that's a calling me back home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's such a great honor to be invited to visit with so many old friends. It seems like you have to have a thing like this before you get to see people you haven't seen for 15 years. I'm especially grateful to have been invited to the reunion of the Sons of the Pioneers and to see a wonderful old Arizona boy out in the front here named Marty Robbins, who's been a buddy of mine for a long, long time. It's a little shaky for me to get up and start giggling and singing in front of people with all that talent. I'll never forget one time I was on my way to Nashville to do an album, and Lloyd Perryman come by. He says, "Hey, I hear you're going to Nashville to do an album." And I said, "Yeah." He says, "If you run into Marty Robbins when you're down there, would you do us a favor?" And I said, "I'd be happy to." He says, "Get a hold of him and cut one of his arms off, because anybody with that much talent ought to have at least one handicap somewhere." Really should. Well, we might as well pick a few. Stuart Hamlin did. All right.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's so good to touch the green, green grass of home. is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walked with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me. And I realize that I was only dreaming. Yes, for there's a guard and a sad old padre. Arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak, and soon I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of the old oak tree as they lay me 'neath the green, green grass of home.
Thank you. Thank you. Some fellas that have been doing Sons of the Pioneers material and making a living out of it back in the Ozark country for many years are working here with me tonight. Speedy Haworth has worked with me now about 14 years around the country. Slim Wilson, who is a legend back in the Missouri country for a long time. And would you believe? Cleo Jones. The other member of the Men of the West is a former member of the Sons of the Pioneers who wasn't able to be with us tonight because he's a big Fender guitar executive in Nashville, and the New York people came down and he couldn't come to visit. But he asked me to let you know that he was going to miss all of you, and I know he truly means it. Wade Ray is the other member of our group, and he couldn't make it. Since Wade isn't here, I thought it might be all right. Is it all right if I play just a little bit of an old country fiddle tune in memory of Wade Ray? I don't ever do it unless he's not here. He forgot it. All right. Did you bring your capo?
No, I forgot that too.
That's your Roy Lanham key changer, ain't it?
My Roy Lanham chord selector.
Chord selector.
Chord selector.
What do you hope to get selected if you have a Roy Lanham?
Maybe a new guitar.
I thought you said a flatted fifth you was looking
for. Oh, yeah, flatted fifth, yeah.
If Roy Lanham had a fifth, it'd be flatted. You can.
A flatted fifth, yeah.
If Roy Lanham had a fifth, it'd be flatted. You can figure on that one.
I fouled that one up.
All right. Now, when we get to going on this and you hear the time of the music and stuff, just stomp your feet and clap your hands right in time of the music, and we'll make enough racket. They'll hear us all the way to Knott's Berry Farm or somewhere. Are you ready, Speedball? Thank you.
Bubbles. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Shiny bubbles in the wine. They make me happy. They make me feel so fine. Shiny bubbles, la da 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 da, make me warm all over. With a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon. Here's to the silver sea. And mostly, here's a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles in the wine. They make me happy.
They make me feel so fine.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold it, I can't compete with that.
What's going on?
What? Hey, sir. Sir, this is a kind of a celebration. Could you hold it down just a little bit? You're making a little, just a little noisy. There's a lot of talent on the stage in blue suits. Well, come here a minute.
What's he doing anyway?
This boy, Hey. There's a union here in this town. Hey.
You don't have to pay for the taxi.
No, sir.
The American people pay for it.
You
They're
bet.
Not cheap, you know.
You
They're
bet.
Good people.
You bet.
After that, they take you to the best restaurant in town, you know.
You
they
bet.
Feed you anything you want.
Anything.
You don't pay. The American people pay.
You bet.
And after that, they take you to the best hotel in town. You stay there all night. Second day, you take off by yourself. The great people.
You bet. This great happened people. To you, Pedro?
No, it happened to one of my sisters.
Have you got a nice Sons of the Pioneers composition you can play here on this?
Oh, yeah. You know,
right.
Everybody bought their own instruments, you know, so I bought mine, you know, but I make mine, you know. This is homemade instrument that I make myself. Give me a little push.
Okay.
Atta boy. You know, they just regular frying pans. They cost me 35 cents each, you know. And I'm going to see if I can play a little tune on it. If you like it, that's all right. If you don't like it, well, you better shut up and don't say nothing, eh? Anyway. Gee, in the key of C, please. Key of C. C.
C.
I do everything in C.
C. C.
Everything.
C.
What a lousy way to make a living. Here we go. Same routine day after day for lousy $5,000 a show.
You get $5,000?
In Mexican money, it's about $3. Yes. Well, that's gonna work. See?
See?
Perfect, yes. See. Well, let's work for the government. Good, huh? Thank you. Thank you very much, you music lovers. Now?
There's a
what?
Little tequila in the back room.
Mexican 7-Up.
Mexican 7-Up.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Father, very much.
Thank you.
I'll see you around. Thank you, Father. Huh?
We're afraid to do a Sons of the Pioneers song tonight. We actually, a lot of times, we make up nearly all of our programs sometimes on the road out of Sons of the Pioneers songs that Tim Spencer and Bob Nolan and the boys wrote. But I did an album a while back with a bunch of Bob's tunes in it, and this isn't one of them, so this is why I feel brave enough to try this one. All right. We all have treasures we call our own. Mine are these hills I call my home. Just let me live till eternity in these hills God walks with me. Yes, he walks these hills, these beautiful hills, where my soul is always free. What a comfort to know I'm never alone, for God walks these hills with me. Yes, he walks these hills, these beautiful hills, where my soul is always free. What a comfort to know I'm never alone, for God walks these hills with me. Yes, God walks these hills with me.
Thank you. Thank you.
We played a date last night over in the Garden Spot of the Universe Center of Culture and Education in Wilcox, Arizona. And I knew I was coming over here tonight to visit with the guys and kind of thought that maybe the opportunity might arise to say a few things. And I thought that just in case I might forget what I really wanted to say, that maybe I better write a few of them down. And I did. I didn't write these down, but there's a man in here tonight that I don't think has been introduced who's meant an awful lot to Roy Rogers and Rex Allen and the Sons of the Pioneers, because he directed practically every picture we did at Republic Studios over the years. A wonderful, great guy, Mr. Bill Whitney. I want Bill to stand up and take a bow. He didn't really have to appreciate all of us. He had to just put up with us for many years. Thank you, Bill. Has anybody introduced Slim Pickens yet? Slim.
Clem did a bunch of them with us over there, and proud to have Clem with me. And one other thing I can say. How do you do?
Hello.
No, I didn't. By the way, there's another fine director here. And the reason I know, because he never did direct any of my motion pictures. But he did direct, evidently, some of Roy's and some with the Pioneers. I didn't know he was here. Mr. Frank McDonald. Where are you, Frank? Where is Frank?
There he is.
Hi, Frank. Good to see you. One other thing I can say about the Sons of the Pioneers. They did about the same thing I did when they got married. Every damn one of them overmatched themselves with a lady. I don't know where mine is. She's somewhere around. Hi, Mother. But I did make a note or two, and I didn't want to forget what I really had to say, since sometimes I have a bad memory. But this is things I mean, and things that come from just what I feel about those boys. I kind of believe sometimes that empires can dissolve and races of people even disappear. But a song, it will be here, I think, through eternity. And the songs that are written and performed by the Sons of the Pioneers will be sung 1,000 years from now, and maybe even on some other planet, some other world. And what a great heritage they're leaving to this world, for all people. These men have worked hundreds of hours with me over the years. They just try and make me sound a little better. And they're my friends. And I cherish a friend above any possession I have on this green earth. They're guys with whom I dare to be myself. They ask me to only be what I am. No better and no worse. And I could always talk freely with them and just be one of them. They always knew my little vanities, envies, vulgarities, absurdities, and they put up with them. I never had to be careful about abusing them or neglecting them. I guess they liked me and kind of understood. I've cried with them, I've sinned with them, laughed with them, and prayed with them. And through it all and underneath, they see and know and are still my friends. Because with the Sons of the Pioneers, I have dared to be myself. And I hope you live 1,000 years and I never die. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Rex Allen. Wow. That was beautifully spoken, wasn't it? I don't know how much you people know about the John Edwards Foundation and the great work that they do, but it's quite an organization, and they have done an awful lot for the preservation of country and Western music. And some of the people involved with this great foundation is with us tonight. Mr. Gene Earle. The president, Mr. Gene Earle, and the executive secretary, Dr. Norm Cohen, and his wife, Ann. Where are they seated, please? From the John Edwards Foundation. And also, I think, is Professor Wilgus with us? Is he here tonight? There he is. We really appreciate the effort that you people do for our music. Thank you very much. The foundation, as such, does not give an award. However, the Friends of the John Edwards Memorial Foundation give an award. And it is awarded to the person who gives of his time and efforts to help the John Edwards Memorial Foundation, which in turn helps our music, of course. This award is called the Uncle Art Satherly Award. And to present the award is my boss man. And he is last year's recipient of the Uncle Art Satterley Award. He'll tell you more about it. Mr. Bill Ward.
Thank you. In 1918, Uncle Art Satterley
traveled throughout the country, in the backwoods of the country, recording hillbilly and race music, and was laughed at. People laughed at him. People made fun of him. He has produced in his career over 100,000 records. He has produced records by practically, if not all, of the people here tonight. Uncle Art is the only living gentleman who worked with Thomas Edison. He was honored by the Academy of Country Music, Country and Western Music, several years ago, his Pioneer Award, and this past year for the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. And it is my honor to introduce Uncle Art Satterlee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I presume you all are ladies and gentlemen, because I've been here now 60 years this year, and I have not yet proven that all our country friends anything but ladies and gentlemen. It's been my privilege to record many, many people. I would imagine the majority of the girls and boys here tonight that came with me and took their part with me to record nearly 100,000 selections in my life. I'm a manufacturer of records. And I've been understood by the boys and girls because where I came from, the music that they knew, I was brought up on. So we had nothing much to worry about in making the lovely hymns and the many, many beautiful tunes that you've heard tonight. Every time I see young Nudie over there, you know the fellow with the horns on his car, he said to me, Uncle Art, if it wasn't for you, I'd still be making braziers in Brooklyn. I said, Nudie, if it wasn't for you, maybe I'd be taking the measurements. The great Stuart Hamlin that came out just now and sang, It Is No Secret God Can Do. I had the pleasure in calling the great Columbia Company in New York and saying, look, get ready for 1 million records. I just recorded a few months before a number called I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake, But I'll Go Chasing Women. Where did he get it? Well, he was hunting with his friend, and he was out in one of those little back houses. Why should I mention it to you? You know all about those things. You've probably been in them, because you're all country folks, I presume. I have. Now then, I said, he made the number called I Won't Go Hunting With You, Jake. Well, the jukeboxes were going mad, you know. So I just said, folks, make 1 million of these things. In the meantime, my lovely wife, Harriet, there. Will you take a bow, please, Miss Harriet? There she is. This youngster has traveled to me near and far for the last 30 or 35 years. I may mention that I'm now 83. And all these kids in the audience tonight, I refer to the great Tim Spencer, Bob Nolan, Stuart Hamlin, and Marty Robbins, that young fellow there, and Nudie, and that young fellow there, you know. I met him in the Phoenix. He knows. And he drives cars, but he fast too. There he is, sitting there. Be careful. Be careful, baby, but win him. But ladies and gentlemen, it was very, very funny when I recorded the number. I won't go hunting with you, Jake, but I'll go chasing women. Stuart came to me and said, Art, he said, I want to make a sacred number. I said, okay, Stuart, what is it? It is no secret what God can do. In my life, ladies and gentlemen, I have made amongst the black people of America and also the white people of America probably 20,000 beautiful, beautiful hymns, including the great Red Foley. And now I must go back to the lovely songs that I recorded that are famous, famous and famous of all, the wonderful sons of the pioneers. It has been my pleasure to do all this, and the Lord has spared me to have all these laughs in a country that I adopted in 1913, And it's the greatest, greatest, greatest all the gardens of Eden that they ever wrote about in the Bible. Our great America. Now then. It has been fun. Every night I just say my silent prayers. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. For this is America and the land that you brought me to in 1913 as an immigrant. I had the pleasure of being at one time the assistant secretary to the great Thomas A. Edison. And I have signed many a note with Thomas Alva Edison for from $200,000 to $300,000 to $400,000, my little old name underneath it, Arthur Edward Satterley. But you know, after all, you don't find those things to dawn upon you until you become of age, until you think things over. I am now retired, or am I? No, I'm working every day of my life and love every day of it, to a laboratory in America or in this town, which I love every minute with the folks that I am working with. But I have found this problem, and I've solved this problem. Young man, work and keep living, and that's what I'm trying to do. So now I want to thank you all for the wonderful reception, one and all, every one of you, because you all made the great records that I had the pleasure of recording, and I was very successful, and I was a vice president of the great CBS and Columbia Records for over 35 years. Thank you, my dear friends. There's a young fellow I'm looking for. I wonder if he's in the audience. Can't you find him for me? Okay, well, bring him out here, please. Isn't this wonderful, this gathering? You have no conception of how I feel after traveling probably 1,000,000 miles by air and 300,000 miles by road. The ladies and gentlemen, this audience will prove, and they know that I've done that. Who are you?
Kid told me to come up here, Uncle.
Beg pardon?
I'm the one that was in Nudie's room with you in Nashville.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young fellow here, his name is Corky Mayberry. What are you looking for?
They told me to come out here.
Well, just be yourself. Wait a minute, I'm not through talking yet.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young fellow in Nashville just the last year when they made me that young man got his little thing, you know. Nudie, that young fellow over there, all the bull horns on his filthy Cadillac or whatever it is. And this young gentleman, Corky, got us in the room together in Nashville, Tennessee. And they had us talk from room to room and give an idea of what was going on in Nashville. And Corky, I want to say to this, that it was very lovely. And you are a chirpy young lad, believe me. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is wide awake. He really is. And may I ask you this? Will you have the pleasure to accept from me a little gift from myself, Arthur Edward Sutherland? You're more than welcome. Corky, for your lovely work and for the hours and the way that you conduct yourself and have conducted yourself in our great country and Western music, may I ask you to accept this year the Art Satherley Award.
While they're taking the pictures, let me say thank you very much, Uncle Art. It means a lot to me. It would be terribly remiss of me if I did not say thank you to a few people, to my friend Nudie, who in the past 5 years, when I felt down and wanted to give it all up, has given me that little spark that I needed, to Ken Griffiths, who in the past 3 years, as I was associated with the foundation, the going would get hard and I'd be about ready to get out. I'm talking about the Friends of the Foundation now, because this is something that is very dear to my heart. And, of course, my wife, who puts up with all the nonsense that she has to go through to live with me. I appreciate it very much. I'm very honored. Thank you.
Corky Mayberry, this year's recipient of the Uncle Art Satherley Award and the Friends of the John Edwards Memorial Foundation. What did Corky mean, all of that nonsense? Sons. Boy, howdy. Okay. This group, the gentlemen you're about to meet, for so many years we don't even have record of it, as a matter of fact, have been named the number one Western singing group in the world. Back in 1971, they were inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame. They have made countless motion pictures and so many great records, so many personal appearances that we have all enjoyed for years and years and years. All you have to say, the Sons of the Pioneers!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, once again, and there aren't any words that could possibly be said by me or anyone else that could conceivably even start to say what we feel in our hearts about this wonderful dinner, this great reception that you've given for all of us, members past and present. We're going to sing a few songs before I start crying. I'm not sure that that's going to stop it either. But anyhow, I am proud, so proud of every member that's ever been a part of this organization, and I'm equally as proud of the now members of the Sons of the Pioneers. I want to introduce each one of them, and would you kindly hold your applause until I have finished with the introductions of all the fellows. First of all, on my far right here is a boy that's been with us about 20 years now, or a little better, and he's certainly done a great job for us all the way down the line. A fellow by the name of Dale Warren right here. And the next one over here, standing way back in the South 40, is a great guitarist, a fine fella, and we're proud to have him as a member of about 12, 14 years standing, and since we lost the great Carl Farr, he has picked up and has certainly done a job. Roy Lanham, right here. The fellow who plays a mess of fiddle, and I think everyone here knows him, and he's been with us now for some 5 years, and we're very, very pleased to have him, and he has contributed much. Billy Armstrong. And the newest member of our group is the fellow standing over here with the bass down Beaumont, Texas way. He's only been with us a short time, about 3 years, but he has certainly, as I said, contributed much also. He plays every instrument that you can hand him and also sings a great song. We call him the Happy Roman Cowboy. Luther Nally.
Little Cowboy Jubilee.
Come on and throw away your troubles, cast them to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. For there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all humming? It's a cowboy jubilee. If you've got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and want to be happy as we, just grab your hat, get your boots on, pretty soon you'll be long gone to that cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playing. You know your blues will mean a thing when you get in the swing. The cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading to that cowboy jubilee. Just Just hear that cowboy band playing. See the couples out there swaying. You know your blues don't mean a thing when you get in the swing. A cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and like me you'll be heading to the cowboy jubilee. Cowboy jubilee.
Timber, mountains high, timber, down the canyon, let me roam and ride, ride through timber, when the day is done,
timber,
by the campfire's gleam, let me lie and dream, dream of timber,
tall timber's calling, and the echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail. Blue shadows falling down the canyon's trail. And the whispering pines entwine along the timber trail. High in the sky above, the love song of the trees will blend. And wind its way out on the breeze, all timbers calling, and the echoes ring. For all nature sings a song along the timber trail, the timber trail.
Golly, we haven't done that in 144 years. I'm afraid we forgot it. Thank you for asking. A little plain and fancy fiddling, and a fella can certainly supply that as the fella standing behind me right now. Here is Billy Armstrong. Hey! Thank you. Well done, Uncle Bill. There's a fella not here tonight that was another member of our group for a long time, and believe me, he filled a big pair of boots in our organization for a lot of years. We're sorry to say that he is now the genial proprietor of the M. Naha General Store. M. Naha, you don't all know where M. Naha is? Well, you go up around Joseph, Oregon, and you follow the road until it turns into a dirt road. And then you go about 22 miles down a canyon. You'll run over deer, elk, and everything else that you can think of. But if you manage to get there, this is the fellow who will greet you at the general store in M. Naha, Oregon. A nice round of applause, if you will, for Tommy Doss. Tommy. He says he wants to dedicate this song to Mr. Art Satherlee, sitting right over here, and we're proud to do it.
Yes. Water, water,
all day I faced a barren place, not the pain of water. Water,
water,
all day. And don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn, I'll wake up to water, cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water. And way up there.
We haven't had the pleasure of him singing with us for so long. Tom walked around and said, "My goodness, what else can I do?" Okay, we recorded a song a long time ago. It didn't sell 5 million copies, but it sold 5, and we bought all of them. But Tommy did a great job on the solo portions. A tune called "If You Would Only Be Mine." And key of D, is it, Tom?
I'd go to the end of the world for you, if you would only be mine. I'd make all the dreams that you dream come true. If you would only be mine.
Just ask and you'll receive. You know I love you. You're all I'll ever need. I'd give you the moon and the stars that shine.
I just wanted to say one thing, that I was speaking with Uncle Art a moment ago, and the Sons of the Pioneers wanted us to dedicate Cool Water to Uncle Art Satherley. So I got you before you got back there, didn't I, Uncle Art? I'd like to reintroduce you now to one of my favorite disc jockeys. His name is Corky Mayberry, and he is the West Coast Chairman of the CMA. Corky, come out. I think you have some words to say.
Thank you, Sammy. I just wanted to introduce the Vice President of the Country Music Association, who brings greetings from the CMA this evening, a man whose family, the name Stone, has met country music for the last 50 years in Southern California from his radio program at KXLA, and then, of course, his television show that spawned such great stars as Molly B. Let me introduce you now to the Vice President of the Country Music Association, Mr. Cliffy Stone.
What time is it?
High noon.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I never worked with the Pioneers, not, you know, like I did shows with them. But you remember the story Stuart Hamlin told about the guys underneath the grandstand? I was one of them. And we could go on and on and on. But I do have a telegram here from the president of the Country Music Association. I'd like to read it for you. It says, congratulations on your 38 years in show business, and the Country Music Association joins the thousands of fans and friends in paying special tribute to you on this wonderful occasion. You have entertained and brightened the lives of millions of people through the years, and for this we are grateful. Best wishes for happiness and continued success, Country Music Association. From all of us, from me, gentlemen.
Cliffy Stone, who has certainly given an awful lot of entertainment to all of us. He's got a son named Steve who's coming along the same way, producing fine records for Capitol. They didn't tell me I couldn't editorialize tonight, so I think I shall. I think the highest compliment I can pay this group or any group is that a gentleman I want you to meet in one moment called me one night when Ken Griffiths and I, we were in the process of doing a slight tribute to the late Pat Brady on KLAC. This gentleman called me and said, I don't care what I have to do or what I have to pay. I have to have some of those old tapes of the Sons of the Pioneers. He collects them and just plays them at home all the time. He's a pretty fair songwriter. And as far as I'm concerned, he is the greatest singer in the whole world, Marty Robbins. Thank you. I wish you hadn't said that here tonight. You just waited for a while. But really, it's the truth. I feel, you know, I'm just repeating here what's been said many times tonight, that the Sons of the Pioneers are the greatest in the world, and I've felt that way, I guess, all my life, ever since I first heard them. That's not that they're any older than I am. It's just that they could afford a guitar before I could. But, you know, I have a number of their albums, and I have some tapes that Ken sent me, 4.5 hours of it. And, you know, about 3 years ago, it's such a small thing, it means nothing to me now, but I had a heart attack. And I had to have surgery. And while I was in the hospital, well, they let me have music, see? And so I had my wife bring me about 12 albums of the Sons of the Pioneers. And I would play them every day, you know, just all day long while I was in the hospital. And
And I was really happy, you know, while I was playing, but I'd get to feeling a little blue and I'd start crying, you know, and the doctors thought that was depressing me, and they took the records away from me, and they wouldn't let me play the Sons of the Pioneer albums. And that's, I believe that was one reason I got out of the hospital in 9 days after the operation.